So let's see again the Gemara. Yud Amid Beis, Maseches Bava Kama Talmud Bavli. Okay, Yud Amid Beis, the first wide line. So the Gemara comments, why does it say an expression in the Mishnah, Chavte B'Tashlumi Niska? It says Chavte B'Niska. Chavte B'Niska, Loi Katana Chavte B'Tashlumi Niska. Tina Tarabanon, the Mishnah is that adding on that one word, Tashlumi, alludes to the din that appears in a Tosefta. The mazik is only half to pay the differential. How much was the automobile worth? I crashed into your automobile and I caused it to depreciate in value. It used to be worth $15,000. Now it's only worth $500. So I owe you $14,500. I don't have to buy you a brand new automobile. I pay the differential. You keep the broken pieces that are worth $500. I give you $14,500. I only pay the differential. Gemara asks, "Minahani mili? How do you know that that's so?" So the Gemara gives three different makaras. So first quotes Rabbami says, and then Rav Kana says, and then the third one is Chizkia Omar. Chintana de Bechizkia. Okay. So there were three sources. Then the Gemara explains, "Utzricha." I need all the three psukim. If you'd only have one, you would have thought it's only a kula in that case. If you'd ever had two, you thought kula in two cases. So you'd need all the three cases. Fine, it's tzricha. Then we left off tzricha. Tzricha is one, five lines from the bottom. It's in the last five words in the line. The Gemara says tzricha. That's why I need all the three psukim. Not that they disagree with each other. Each Amar adds on another pasuk, and there's a tzricha for all three. So one of the three speakers was Rav Kana. The first one was on the second wide line on the daf. It says, "Menahan emili. How do you know that it's only tashlume niska? You only have to pay the differential, and the broken pieces the nizik keeps. The mazik doesn't have to pay him for a brand new one." Rav Bami gave a pasuk. Rav Kana gave a pasuk, and Chizkia gave a pasuk. Now the Gemara says, "Omale Rav Kana leRav." Rav Kana asked a kasha. At the time of the Kazrachman of Amesia, lo, I need a pasuk. Palav hachi, havamin and nevela, the mazik havi. How can it be? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that the dead animal belongs to the nizik? And the mazik only has to pay the differential, $14,500. So the Gemara asks, even if the din would be that he has to pay him the full $15,000, but if he has dead carcasses at home, you can give him $15,000 worth of dead animal. Hashti yisleh didei kama treifas. If the mazik has a whole freezer full of treifas, dead animals, whatever it's worth, shove a kesef is worth. Yaivla, he can stick the nizik with the payment. Is that true? He can stick it with everything? So when we were learning the Gemara, so we said, that was a machlaikas. On the first wide line, and just to review, on Zayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara has on the first one. Ella, the answer is Ki Yosef Rapop and Rabbuna Beit Reb Yeshua, the Bei Rab, when they came from the yeshiva, Pirshua they explained Kol Mili Mei Tavu. So what is their opinion? Their opinion is that you have it with the Adam Amazik or the all the Choftal Lados and Zikin. Whenever you have to pay, you have an option of paying either cash or karka. If you give karka, you have to give Meitav. Or if you give metalfilim, kol mili metafu. Any junk you happen to have around the house is dinikim metaf. Why? When it comes to karkas, it has to be metaf. When it comes to metalfilim, everything is considered metaf. True, in your city, maybe no one's interested in buying it, but since you can, it's portable. It's not like karka. Karka stays in the same place. So if it's not edis, it's not edis. But metalfilim, since you can take it to a different city, so it's always considered metav. So that was his opinion. That's Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Reb Shua. Then we learned on Tesamid Aleph, Tesu Zeba Masra, Rav Huna, Omar. Tesu quotes Rav Alphys. Tesu quotes the Rif. That Rav Huna, on Tesamid Aleph, disagrees with Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua. These are two different people. Rav Huna, Rav Huna, Rav Shua, two different people. So they on Rapap Rapunir Bei Debushu on Zayinam and Beis are of the opinion you have an option of either giving cash or karka meitav or giving kol mili meitavu. And Rapunir on Daf Tesam and Allah doesn't agree. If you don't have cash, and you don't have karka metav, so then you don't tell him zil trachas vin ba'aisi zuzi. You don't tell him you sell the junk, you sell the metaltum that you have. The only time you say zil trachas vin ba'aisi zuzi, that's the Gemara in the end of Bar Mitzia Kuf Yitches by a poel. But poel is a special din. This is a special din by poel biyomotit nuschara. Doesn't apply to any other chiyuv mamon. You have to pay the afkan on time. And there's another din. You can't stick him with shove kesef. He walked for it. He worked for it. So therefore, he's entitled. You should pay him cash. You should pay him something that he should be able to buy what he needs. You have no right to stick him with old furniture or old clothing or old svarim or whatever, old bookcases. You have no right to do that. So that's by Schiris Poilim. But over here, the pasuk tells me, Kol Mili Meitavim means if there's no kesef and there's no idis, so then you can stick him with the other stuff. So the pashta is this Gemara that Rav Kahana is asking Akash Avrav. The whole kasha, the whole argument, only is on the assumption that you hold like Rav Huna, Rebbe Yeshua, and Rav Papa, that called me the makeup. You have a right to stick him with the junk. So that's his kasha, that's Rav Kana's kasha. What do you need a posuk that says that the Nebela belongs to the Nizik and the Mazik is unable to pay the differential? Even if the Mazik is mechuyif to pay $15,000, he can pay with dead nevelas. If he has a house full of nevelas, he can pay with nevelas. That's on the assumption, like Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua. How do we paskin? So that was Tosfos has a machlokes with the Rif, the Tosfos on Tesamid Aleph. Whether we should paskin like Rav Huna on Tesamid Aleph, or Rav Huna, Rabbi Yeshua on Zion on the base. So this Gemara is assuming, Rav Kanan asking the Kasha, is assuming like Rav Huna Beit Rebbe Yeshua. Okay, that's his kasha. So the Gemara says, "La nitzach ela lepchas nevela." I don't need a pasuk to tell me that the mazik can stick him with dead carcasses. That we know. Yoshal Rabbi Shavakes lafilu subin. It tells me that what? That pchas nevela is the nizik. Okay, that was the Gemara. Here is a problem. It says on the side, on the margin, to look in the Maharam Lublin, the Maharam on the bottom of the page. Sometimes when they had a big shaila, they were all on the Vad Arba Rotzes together, the Maram with the Bach, with the Sma, with the Lavush. They were all at the same time. There was a big issue. The Marsha in the end of Gittin alludes to a whole machlokes that they had about a get. A get was given under false pretenses. So they had all these gedolim were involved. But learning Gemara, so the Maharam is in the back here. So the Maharam sees there's a problem here. Rav Kana is asking Akasha, but Rav Kana is the one, he was one of the three Amoraim who quoted the Pasuk. First, Menohan Emili, again, the second wide line on Yudam and Beis. Menohan Emili, how do you know you're only Mechuyev to pay $14,500? How do you know I'm Mechuyev to pay the full $15,000? Rabbami has a Pasuk, Rav Kana has a Pasuk, and Chizki has a Pasuk. Rav Kana is the one who quoted the Pasuk. So now he's asking Akasha on himself. Amalei Rav Kana le Rav, he has the kasha. Time because Rachmanim, AC alone. Sounds funny. As if he's asking a kasha on himself. So the Maharam suggests it must be the two different people with the same name. Who are these Amoraim from before? Rabami and Rabasi were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Tosfos points out in different places there were four people with these two names. One was Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi. They had smicha, bona fide smicha. Smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi were Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was the first generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, they were the first generation. Rabbi Yudan Nosev is the end of the period of the Tanoim, and Rabbi Yechanan was the first generation of Amoraim. So Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi were Talmidim of Rabbi Yechanan. And who was Rav Kahana? So Rav Kahana was also about the same time. And Chizkia was the son of Rav Chia. Chia was also a Talmid of Rabbi Yudan Nosev. So this is all the same generation. So if this Rav Kahana, the second one on the page, Omale Rav Kana le Rav, if he's carrying on a conversation with Rav, Rav is the first generation of Amram, Rav Kana probably the second generation. Probably all of them, Rabbi Ami and Rav Kahana and Chizkiah. It's all the same generation of Amram. So it's, if it's the same person, so how was he asking? He himself is the one who gave the drasha before. He's asking on his own mocker. So it would appear that they're two different people. So that's what the Maram thinks, that the other girsa that it has on the side, Om le Rav Kana le Rav, not le Rav. Rav Kana, who knew Rav, the second, Rav is the first generation of Amoraim, Rav Kana, second generation of Amoraim. So Mustambi, he was the one who was quoting the Pasuk before. And this Om le Rav Kana asked the Kasha for all the five lines from the bottom of the daf, it should say Om le Rav Kana le Rav. Must be a later Amori with the same name. It doesn't make sense that it should be the same Amori. He's the one who quoted the Pasuk, then he slugs up his own Pasuk. Okay, a little history doesn't kill us. Okay, so that's, sometimes it's important to know a little history. Otherwise you would have wondered, was if the Gemara doesn't read straight. Fine. So the Gemara answers, no, the Pesukim, all the Pesukim go, I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that I can stick him with a junk. If the junk is worth $15,000, I can stick him. I know. Yoshel Rabba Sheva Kesef, Afilu Subin. It seems to be going like Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Beidu, Rav Yishua. Even though he has cash, he has a right to stick him. So it must be that the Pasuk tells me, not that he can give him Sheva Kesef, the Pasuk tells me he can give him that Pchas Nevela is the Nizik. What do you mean Pchas Nevela the Nizik? So the Rosh explains the Pasuk Pshat from the time that the Nizik knows about it. If the mazik's behemah killed the nizik's behemah, nizik doesn't find out about it till a week later, and the dead animal, the dead carcass, was laying in the sun; it was rotting away. So that's, then you say karna de turif kvira bay. That's what Tosis quotes. Bottom Tosis on Yud Amid Beis quotes Perek Haminiach kichsho. If the value of the animal went down, of the nizik, the dead animal, says kishas hamadavidim, because kind of the turek v'irabei, it's considered as if the horn of the adamama, of the behemoth that was mazik, is still causing the hezek. It is, no? The shor hamazik killed the nizik, and then it died in the sun, and the sun is beating down, and it's rotting away in the sun. So it's getting further ruined. The nizik doesn't know anything about it. So that's kind of the Turek Virbe. That's all the Hemshach of the Hezek, of the Shor Mazik. Once the Nizik knows about it, once the Mazik calls him up and he tells him, your dead behemoth is in the sun, go take care of it. It's not my behemoth, it's your behemoth. I only owe you $14,500. Now you take care. It shouldn't go down from $500 to $10. Shouldn't go down to become worthless. So once the Nizik knows about it, and then he doesn't do anything to protect it from decaying further, so that's the fault that it is, it? That the mazik is not mechuyev to take care of that. That's what the Gemara says. Pchas nevela is the nizik. Sure.
Does that even stand the maskana where we say that the mazik has to bring it to court?
Then the Gemara says, Torach nevela is a machloikis. So machloikis hatanaim. The Gemara says, there is some kind of a machloikis satanaim here in the Brisa. It's very unclear what they're fighting about. So first thing, Mar thought, my love, here the second line from the top of Yud Aleph Manam, my love, there's some kind of machloikis, and it's very unclear what. So my love, how come if Masav Chasnevel the Nizik, Masav Chasnevel the Mazik? Mar says, lo. No, why should you say no? It doesn't make sense. Should be Chasnevel, should be the Nizik. Machloikis is Tarach Nevelo. Now how do we paskin? So we paskin like the Hatanya Benichusa, we paskin like the Brisa. Acher Mamrim, Minayin, you see the Tziyun Aleph, that means we paskin like that. Minayin Shal Bala Borla Halas Sharmi Boro, Tamalan Kasiya Shal Bala Vehames. The Bala Bor is Mukhiv to pay the $14,500. Vehames is Mukhiv to pay for bringing the mace out of the bar. So the Rosh explains over here, from the time if the shore fell into the bor and it's dead, and the sun is beating down on this dead shore in the bor, so the bala bor calls up the nizik and he tells him, look, your behemoth is in the bor, now it's worth $500, hurry up, it's going to depreciate, it's going to go down in value. So the nizik, torach nevela, Torah Nevela is ala mazik, the balabar has to pay for it, but he calls up the nizik, so the nizik has to shake a leg. Nizik has to lay out the money, now temporarily, to get the dead shore out of the board that it shouldn't depreciate further, and then the mazik will have to reimburse him for the money that he laid out to bring it. Doesn't necessarily mean that Torah Nevela is the mazik, it's the mazik responsibility to bring the dead carcass out from the bar, calls money, doesn't give it back to the nizik, so then the seder, the pchas nevela is the mazik. No, pchas nevela is the nizik. From the time that the mazik notifies the nizik, all the pchas nevela is the nizik. The only thing is, the bala bar will be mechuyev lahalas hashar mebar, not to be taken literally, the Rosh says. It means he's mechuyev to reimburse the nizik. But the nizik has the obligation to hurry up and save his dead char from depreciating further in value. That's what the Rosh said. I think that's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The nizik from the time that he's notified, because money doesn't know, then it's kind of the Torah Kvira day. After the Masik notifies him, then the Pchas Nevela is the nizik, and then the Masik, the Balabor, or the Masik, will have to pay for the Torah Nevela. Yeah, what is this brisa that the Gemara quotes?
Does it matter how Aniach say it's kind of the Torah Kvira Bay until Hamada Bedin?
Till Hamada Bedin. I think we assume and notifies him. Till Hamazik notifies the Nizik. Once he notifies him, then you don't say. Then the Pras Nevela is the Nizik. Once the Nizik knows about it, so he has to do, unless there's nothing he can do to prevent it from decaying. Tosis says, if the nizik animal is not dead, the nizik animal is harmed, it was injured, so then the minhag olam is that you bring it to a cow doctor, you bring it to an animal doctor. What do you call an animal doctor?
Veterinarian.
So you bring it to see. So maybe there's something they can do to prevent it from deteriorating in value. If it's dead already, so there's nothing, the veterinary can't do a tchias ha-mason. So if it's dead, so the nizik has to right away sell it to prevent, or put it in a freezer to prevent it from deteriorating in value. Has to sell it to a goy, because it's an avela, it's not kosher. But if it's alive, then the minhag olam says, the minhag olam is that you wait to see that it should get better. You don't sell it right away. Maybe it'll recover. So calls man that you're waiting to see if it's going to recover, then you have a right to say, karda de tur, kvira bay. It's not expected of the nizik that he should sell his animal right away. The animal is still alive, he was injured, so he waits till it gets better.
Okay. If the mazik, let's say he owns a crane,
mazik owns a?
A crane. He can take the shore out of it for himself, and it costs him $5, but the nizik would cost him $10. So can the mazik save the difference? The nizik would have needed to pay more.
The Mizik would have paid more, so?
So, if the Mizik would have done it himself, he would have paid more, and the Mazik would have had to reimburse him $10. But since the Mazik did it himself, he only had to spend $10. Maybe he saves $5 on the Hezek itself.
So what's the question? Whether what? Does he pay $5 or $10?
Can the Mazik take $5 off the Hezek because he saved $5?
If he does it. The
Nizik
has to do it.
Yeah, Mazik should use his brains. If the Nizik is going to do it, he's going to have to reimburse him $10. And Mazik will say, let me take care of it. It'll only cost me $5. Okay. He has to use his brains. Okay. So the Gemara quotes on the last line. Lema, last line of Yudaman base. Should I say, Lema, should I say, Chasnevela Tanoi, should I say, it's a machlekes Tanoim, because we have a brisa that seems to be presenting a machlekes between the Tanakama and Abishol, and it's very unclear what's the difference. Halacha l'maaseh, what are they fighting about? Gemara says, should I say that this is the nekudas machlekes? The Gemara says, lie. The Gemara finally says, lie. They don't think that's it. My labokam fligi pchastam edu nizik. The Gemara says, lie. Kuli amad nizik, different machlekes, terech nevel. Okay. What's that brisa? Let's see. Tanoihi. Lema, should I say Pchas Nevela Machlekes Hatana? And where it says no, the Tanyam Torif Yiviehu Aid Atrefa Lo Yushalem. What is this talking about? Hashem Asochar. There are four shomrim, but there are only three dinim. Shamachinim is only chayiv in pshia. Shamasocha is chayiv in gnei v'aveda, and the shoyl is chayiv b'yonsin. And the only thing the shoyl is potter from is the mesa machmas malocha. That's what we had a machlekes last week. The big tesis on Amud Aleph. Shoyl is potter from mesa machmas malocha. That's if he has kinyoni sheila. I lend you an automobile. I lend you a cow. What if I give everybody permission to sit on the sofa in my eye? I invite guests, and they sit down as I please sit down. Then the guest sits down on the chair. The whole chair breaks. But I invited him to sit down. So is there also a din that the mesa machmas malocha is potter? Or maybe only say, if I lent it to him, he has a kinyan sheila on it. Maybe there is no such umdin. So that was a machloek. It's fine. So this parsha says, "Imtorefi torefi viehu aid." A treifa lo yishalem. Treifa means it was totally oynus. So it's not talking about a shoyl. Shoyl is chay b'yonson. So the only thing the shoyl is poter on is meis machas malochas. I must be talking about the shomer socher. So if the animal is devoured, it's ripped up by a bigger animal. Torefi toref. A bigger animal comes and rips it to pieces. So it says, "Yivyehu aid, let the shomer socher bring witnesses." That's what the Shita Mekubetzes points out. There's a Gemara in the first daf in Soita where the Gemara says there's a binyan av. You give me this alternative reshes, man. So one is a binyan av. What is a binyan av? We assume that the whole Torah was dictated by the same author, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Moshe Rabbeinu. There's one authorship of the whole Torah. The Rabban Shalom wrote the whole Torah, dictated the whole Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and the same word that appears in different places has the same mashmas. So the word aid doesn't mean one witness, it means akat aidim, unless it says aid echot, leyokim aid echot deish, l'chalav and l'chal chates, m'chal chet ashiyechta. Whenever it says the word aid, ein elushnaim. So here it also says, imtorefi torefi v'yehu aid, yovi aidim. That's how the Gemara says, yovi aidim. Why aidim in the plural? Because that's what the Shita Mekubetzes says, because the word aid usually has the connotation, based on that binyan av, connotation of shnei eidim. So if the shemechinam, if the shemesachar brings witnesses who testify that it was nitrafor, we saw the way a bigger animal came and devoured the animal. So it wasn't the fault, it's an oinus, it wasn't the fault of the shemesachar, it wasn't gnei v'aved, it wasn't pshir, it wasn't gnei v'aved, it was an oinus. So then you have the eidim shen nitrafor ba'oinus upatav, he doesn't have to pay. So Tosis has a comment, the top Tosis has a comment. Isi ben Yehuda says the exact same thing. That's an expression that appears in the Gemara in different places. Mashmoz Dorshim Ika ben Ayah means two Amoroim say the same thing, but each one learns it out from a different pasuk. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, you never have that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't write extra psukim in the Chumash, we assume. So it cannot be that two psukim come to tell you the exact same thing. So either he's right or he's right. One is right, one is wrong. You can't say Eluyeda that they're both correct. Sometimes you have mikra echad yotze lekama time, and one pasuk has more than one level of interpretation. That's a pasuk in Tehillim. Achas dibalakim shtaim zu shamati. That you have one pasuk and it has more than one level of interpretation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that there's more than one level of interpretation, but you don't have Shnei Mikroyos, two psukim telling you the same thing. The Gemara says you never have that. So once in a while you do, and it's a machlekes amaroyim, machlekes hatayim, mashmoz darshim ika beinayim. So Tosfos says, Isi ben Yehuda is a Tana there in Bav Metzia Pei Gimel. He says the exact same thing as the Tana Kama. What did Isi ben Yehuda say? In what way is the same as Tana Kama? So Tosfos quotes Isi ben Yehuda from Perikul Umnim. Daf Pei Gimel Abam say Ein Roya. How does the pasuk say? Ein Roya Shuas Hashem Tevin Shneim. Rashi quotes the pasuk. And Meis Anishba Anishba Ein Roya. If there are no witnesses available, then Shuas Hashem Tevin Shneim. Let's say the Shomer Socher claims that it was in broad daylight. There were 100 people watching on the corner, and it was the animal was struck with lightning, or the animal was devoured by a bigger animal. There were 100 people watching. That's what he says. So if he says there are 100 people watching, So we don't believe him that he should take a shvua. He says there aren't people. We insist, let him bring Edom. They should testify. Whenever it's easy to bring Edom, ain roya. Or yesh roya, but if lefi tainosa shel hashemer, socher, the Edom, plenty of Edom available, yesh roya, yovi Edom shenitrufa upater. We don't allow him, we wouldn't permit him to swear. One of the three shvuas deraisa, shvuas seidecha, shvuas moedim mitzas, and shvuas hashemrim. When they have a shvuas hashemrim, he's either a shamachinam, a shamach socha, or a shoyal. Fine. And he says, I'm pata from, and he doesn't give back the pikadon. And the mafkin says, where's my pikadon? What happened to it? So he says, let's say, he's a shoyal, and he says, it's I'm pata, or it's a mesa machmas malacha. He's a shamach socha, he's pata menonsen. So he says, it was an oinus. Or he's a shamachinam, and he's pata and gnei vaved. He says, it was a gnei vaved. So the din is he has to swear. That's shvas Hashem tiyabesh name. He swears a shvas Hashemrim. So Isi ben Yehuda says, and Tosis claims that that's what the Tanakhama said, exactly identical. Mashmos Darshim Ikim and Ad, they're saying the same thing based on two different psukim. Whenever lefi tainas Hashemer, it's easily available to bring Edom, so you have to bring the Edom and you don't accept the word of the Shemer on this. Is that what the Tanakhama said? So that's what Tosis said. Mashmos Darshim Ikim and Ad. You are the Edom Shenitra for Ba'onis Apata. The Pasuk is telling me that if Edom are available, Yevi'ehu Eid. If Edom are available, he has to bring the Edom, and we won't accept the Shomer Shvua. He says, take my word for it. Why should I be Matriach to bring Edom? It's a Shlep. So Tosis interprets Tanakhama. That's what the Tanakhama said. The same as Isi Ben Yehuda. They said the same thing. The Beis Halevi writes, he wonders, is that really what it says here? That's what Isi Ben Yehuda said. Whenever, by Shvuas HaShomrim, he says it. Whenever Shvuas HaShomrim, the Gemara says, here the Mapkid comes to the Shomrim, he says, Heichan Pigdoni, give me back the Pikodon. He says, sorry, I can't give it back. It's dead. The animal is dead. Say, dead? What happened? I gave you a live animal. Why, how is it dead? So he tells him a story. Mesa machmas malocha. He says, Gnei Vaved. He says, Anoinus. So the mafkid wasn't there. So it's a bori v'shema. The mafkid has a taina shema. Maybe you're lying. And the shema says, you weren't there. I'm not lying. I was there. And this is what happened. It was a Gnei Vaved. And I put it was a mesa machmas malocha. So really, there really shouldn't be. The whole idea of Shvuas Eidechad or Shvuas Moedim Miktsas is because the Tereya has a stronger Taina than the Nitva. It has a Taina Chashuva. That's what Tosfos calls at the beginning of Bava Metzia. The Tereya has a Taina Chashuva, Baharaya, the Nitva is Moedim Miktsas, or there's an Eidechad who supports every word that the Tereya says. He says the guy owes me $100,000. The Eidechad says that it's true. If he would have had two Eidim, he would have to pay. You only have Eidechad, so he doesn't have to pay, but it's a taina chashuva. The Eidechad is supporting the taina of the Taveya. By Shvuas HaShomrim, the taina of the mafkid is not a taina chashuva at all. He wasn't there. He doesn't know what. So he should really take the word of the Shomer. So why? The Gemara asks, why in the world does the Shomer have to swear at all? It's a bori v'shema. The mafkid only has a taina shema, maybe a lying. And the Shomer says, I'm not lying. You weren't there. I was there. This is what happened. So Gemara has a lashon shvuzu and hamafkid shvuzu de lahafiz daito shal balabayis. The mafkid feels aggravated. I gave him a live animal, a healthy animal, and now it's dead. And I don't know what he did. I don't know. Maybe he's lying. So it's self understood. It's if it's implicit, built into the Kabbalah Sashmir in the first place. When the fellow agreed to function to serve as a shomer chinam or as a shomer sachar, as a shoyal, so it's implicit. The Torah says, we declare it's implicit that he accepted upon himself that if there'll be a question later on, the Shema will say, I can't get back the Pikodon, and it's not my fault that I'm Potter. So implicit is that he's going to swear. Lahav is Daito Shabbalabai is that the Mapkin shouldn't be aggravated. What if from the very outset, the Mishnah has later in Bav Metzia Tzadik Dalet, I think, what if the Shema, when he accepts the Pikodon, he says, on the condition that I don't have to swear. Nisht is nisht. If that's what he said in the very outset, he's Masna Mashkasa Batorah, the davar shememamen, he says in the first place, I don't want to have to swear, so he doesn't have to swear. So that's that's the institution of Shavuos HaShomerim. So Isi Ben Yehuda says, whenever Edim are easily available, then the Shomer has no right to swear, I want to swear. He has no right to taina, I want to swear and be potter. He says it's easy to bring Edim, so let him bring Edim. Is that really what the Tanakhama says here? So the Beis HaLevi thinks, based on what it says in Chosha Mishpon, he thinks that maybe the Tanakhama said a totally different thing. The Gemara says in Bob Metzia in the first parak, and it's repeated later on in HaMafkid, that whenever, let's say the Mafkid says, Hechem Pigdoini, where's the Behema? So he says, Behema is dead, and it's not my fault, and I'm not chai, because it was a Ganev Abed, it was an Oinus, it was a Mesa Machnas Malocha. The Gemara says, Gimel Shavuos Mashbim also. He has to take three Shavuos. He has to take a Shavuos She'ena Bishusi. Shavuos She'ena Bishusi means, I don't have the animal, and I'm potter because it was a mesa machmas malacha, because it was geneva aveda, because of an oinus. But then, if he was shalech boyad before the oinus happened, so once you shalech boyad nasol of gazlan. So it says shuras Hashem ti mishneim lo shalach yad b'malachas reyed. It says he has to swear shalo shalach boyad. Same thing. What if he was posheya and then there was an oinus? So tchilosa b'pshir b'sofer b'oinus is chayev. So it's not going to help. He's going to swear. He's going to bring witnesses. Are going to testify that it was the animal died by oinus. But if it was tchilosa b'pshia, then the sofer b'oinus is going to be chayim. So he has to swear three shavuos. He has to swear shavuos shalosh pashaiti. So it wasn't tchilosa b'pshia b'sofer b'oinus. Shavuos shalosh shalachte b'yad. If shalach b'yad, then it's not so low gazman. Now shavuos sheni b'shusay. Shavuos sheni b'shusay. That's the shavuos. I'm potter because it was meisa machmas malach. I'm potter because it was a geneva aved. I'm potter because it was an oinus. Each shomer he's potter on something. So Tosfos and Bava Metzia has different opinions. Machlekes and Mechaber and Rama had a paskan different opinions. Let's say Edim come and they testify. Yavi Edim here, the top line on Yud Aleph. Witnesses come and testify shenitra for ba'inus. Shoin, upater. So the shomer is pater. Why is he pater? Maybe he was tchilas to b'pshir b'sofer ba'inus. Maybe he was shalech ba'yad before him. He's pater from swearing that it was nitra for ba'inus, but maybe he still has to swear shalech b'shaite v'shal shalach to ba'yad. So there are more paskins and chosha mishpot and hilchas shomerim there that the two shvuas shalo shalach to ba'yad and shalot pashaiti, you only swear b'toras gilgul. If you have to swear that it was ba'oinus, I'm not chayv to pay. I'm a shamisocha. Shamisocha is part of b'onzen. If he has to swear that ena bishusi, that it would, the animal was killed ba'oinus, so there's a din of gilgul shvua. Not only they make him swear, that's the shvua ha'poteris. That's the main shvua that he has to swear. So once he has to swear shua sheni b'shusi that it was nitra for ba'inus, it wasn't pshia, it wasn't mesa machmas maloche, it wasn't geneva aved, and so on. So once he swears that, so then he doesn't have to swear the other two shvuas. So the Beis HaLevi says he would not have learned like Tosfos at all. That's mashmoz darshan b'ikim b'nai, that the Tanakhama here is saying the exact same thing as Isi ben Yehuda. He had the impression that Isi ben Yehuda, we know what he said. Whenever it's easily available, whenever it's lefitainas hanitva, the Shomer claims there were 100 people watching when it happened. So then the Mafkin has the right to say, okay, bring me 200 people, let them testify. Yeah, everybody was watching, everybody knows. That's what everybody knows. So then you have no right to swear to pati yourself, bring two Edim, and they'll testify. So that's what Isi ben Yehuda said. That's what Isi ben Yehuda said. There's a question in Shulchan Aruch. Isi ben Yehuda's din, is it by every shvua? Let's say shvua smoyde b'miksa, so shvua seid echad. And the nitva says there were 100 people watching. Do you apply Isi ben Yehuda's din to every shvua, or do you only apply to the shvua sashomim? That's unclear, because the pasuk only says ein roya shvua sashem tevashem. It only says it by the shvua sashomim. Maybe it's a local din only by shem. Maybe it's not a din in every shvua there, I say. So that's a discussion in the Mefarshim Achoshim Mishpat. So he says that's Isi ben Yehuda's din, but the Tanakhama here, he says he had the impression that the Tanakhama is not saying the way Tosfos learns. Yali Eidim Shenitra for Ba'inas, we don't trust you with the Shvuah, we insist you have to bring Eidim. Not necessarily so. He says he thought that the Tanakhama is saying a different thing. Tanakhama is learning off in the Pasuk that the two additional Shvuahs that we talk about all the time, Shvuah Shalot Peshaiti, because Tchilas of Pshia, the Sefer Ba'inas is Chayim, Shvuah Shalot Shalach to Bayad, because if you Shalach Bayad, Nasu Olav Gazlon, Gazlon is Chayim Beyonsin, those two Shvuahs are only B'Torah's Gilgal. So if you bring Edom and you don't have to swear Shenditra for Ba'inas, because that's covered with Edom, so then you don't have to swear Pata from the other two Shvuahs. Not your Pata from the Shvuah Shenitra for Ba'inas. You even Pata from the other two Shvuahs. The other two Shvuahs are only B'Torah's Gilgal. That's why he says he would have not learned like Tesis. He would have understood that that they're really saying two different things. So maybe Tesis, this Tesis has much more Sash Mikiminau. Maybe Tesis holds like that, like the Mechaber, like that other opinion in Tesis and Bab Metzia, in the first parak on Bab Metzia, that the other two are not B'Torah's Gilgal. The Ikar Shvuah, the three Shvuahs that you have to swear. And nothing is a Gilgal on anything. So perhaps that's what motivated Tosfos to say that it's only Mashmar's Darsh and Mikra Ben Ayin. That the Tanakhama meant the exact same thing as Issei Ben Yehuda. Here there's a big discussion.
We hold that the Shvuahs are Torah's Gilgals. Does that mean that the Torah is Mechayiv you, those Shvuahs, the Torah's Gilgal, or does that mean that their banana came along and they said that you're chayv to also make a
No, the Chumash says you have to swear. Shvuas Hashem Timshneim Imlo Shalach Yoda b'Melach Yisrael. Imlo Shalach Yoda doesn't necessarily mean that he swears that. He can say he has to swear to be Pata, provided that he was not Shalach Bayad. If he was Shalach Bayad, it's not going to help. It's not going to pat him, because once you Shalach Bayad, Nasa Olav Gazon. But the din of Gilgal Shvuah is a din deraisa. There is a din deraisa. Gemara learns it out from Psukim. The pasuk happens to be in Parshas Soto. And Parshas Naso, that the Amr Ha'isha Amen Amen. Why did you say Amen Amen? You should only say Amen once. The Gemara says Amen Meisha Amen Meishze Amen Meishacher. The husband, when does the wife have to swear Shvuas Hasoito? Shvuas Hasoito is also Shvuah Deraisa, but it's not a dinter of the Mamanus. That's why we usually say there are only three Shvuas Deraisa and Dini Mamanus. One Shvuas Edech and Shvuas Hashemim and Shvuas Beidah Ben Bixa. How come we don't say Shvuas Soito? Shvuas Soita is Issa Veheta. It's not Chodesh Mishpat. It's an Ebenezer. So the the Soita has to swear in the Beis Hamikdash. She drinks the Mayim Amarim, and she swears Shalosatisi. I was not mezana with the man whom Yechoshed me. The husband warned his wife, Altisteri Mishploni. I don't want you to be secluded with this man. I don't trust you. I think you're having an affair with this other man. And then she didn't listen to him, and she violated the hazara of the husband. There was kinu yistira. Kinu means the hasra. Yistira means that she was mistyached with the person. So then she has to swear she was hashoita, soita. So when she, the husband can only make a swear with respect to the man that he was choshed her with. But once she's swearing, so she says amen, amen, and the Mishnah explains amen miyizeh, amen miyishacher. I was not mizana with anybody else either. So that you can only make a swear based on Gilgal Shvuah. So the Gemara derives from the Shvuah HaSoito to Dini Mamanus, that even in Dini Mamanus also, there's an institution of Gilgal Shvuah. It's a question, how can the Gemara learn that Mamanus from Issa V'Heta? Usually, Yisur Mi Mamayna Lo Yafinam, Mamayna Mi Yisur Lo Yafinam. The two different areas of Halacha. Maman and Issa and Tuma V'Tara are three different areas of Halacha. So usually you can't learn that one from the other. So that's a major kasha. That's a major kasha. It's a problem. How can you learn out the institution of Gilgal Shvuah? Indeed, in Mamanis, from the Gilgal Shvuah by Soita. Soita is a Shvuah of Issa V'Heter. Indeed, in Mamanis, I didn't tell you the Shvuah. The Shvuah of Dini Mamanis. That's a big problem. But that's how the Gemara and the Mishnah learns it out. There are three opinions in the Rishon. Three opinions in the Rishon. One opinion is that all three Shvuahs are Ikar Shvuah. And even if you have Edom Shenitra for Ba'inus, you're potter from that Shvuah, but you're still not potter from the other two Shvuahs. Still have to swear Shvuah Shalom Pashaiti, Shvuah Shalom Shalachti Bayad. Because maybe it was Tchilos V'Pshir V'Soy for Ba'inus, so it doesn't help that the Edom testified that it was Nitra for Ba'inus. So that's one opinion, that all three shvuas are ikar shvuah. The other opinion is what the Ramah Paskins know. The only shvuah that's a ikar shvuah deraisa is the shomer swears on pater because nitra for bonus. He's a shamasach and he says it was an oinus. Or he's a shamachinim and he says I was not posheya, it was a geneva v'aveda. Or he's a shoyl and he says it was mesa machmas malachim. So that's called shena bishusi. That's the main shvuah, shena bishusi. The other two shvuahs are only Gilgal. And then Tosfos has a third shita, a compromise shita. The shvuah shalot pashaiti, that's an ikar shvuah. Shvuah shalot shalachta bayah, that's only a Gilgal. Because the ikar din of the shomer, well, the three shomer, the ikar din is they have to watch, they shouldn't be posheya. So at the end of the shmira, if he doesn't get back the behemah, so he has to swear shvuah shalot pashaiti. That's the ikar of the shmira is that he shouldn't be posheya. He has to give a report at the end, shvuah shalot pashaiti. But shvuah shalot shalachte boyan, that's what some rishonim hold, that's b'toras gilgul. A split between shalot pashaiti, shalot shalachte boyan. Even though the din would be the same. If he was posheya, chilos b'pashiyah b'sofa bonus would be chayv. And if he was shalach bayad, nasol of gazlon, gazlon is chayv b'yonsim. But there still is a difference. Because shvuah shalot pashaiti, that's the ikechi above the shomer, is to watch. He has to give a report, shalot pashaiti. Well, shalot shalach bayad, that's only a gilgul. But we paskin that like the Ramah, the Ashkenazim follow the Ramah, that they're both, shvuah shalot pashaiti and shalot shalach bayad, they're both only b'teres gilgul. Okay, so that's the Tanakhama learns off in the Pasuk. Tosfos claims that what he's learning off in the Pasuk is the same, exactly the same as Yisei ben Yehuda. Whenever Edom are available, Yevi'ehu Eid. Whenever Edom are available, you don't believe him to take a shvua. We would not allow him to take a shvua. We say, you claim that there were 100 people watching, so bring two Edom and testify. Here there's the Beis HaLevi raises, the Shita Mekubetzes raises another issue, which the Beis HaLevi discusses. This in Chelek Gimel of the Beis HaLevi, Simen Lamed Hei. So he discusses the Shita Mekubetzes here. Shita asks the question that in the first daf, in the very beginning of Bava Metzia, the Mishnah says, Shnayim Ochsim Betala, Zay Mekul Deshali, Zay Mekul Deshali, Zay Yishova, each one has to swear. Gemara says, Shvuzu Takonas Chachamimi. It's not a murder mitzvah that you have to swear minatar. It's only a shvuah mid the rabban. Kedei shelo yehei kolecha ve'echa olech ve'toke b'talisu shel chaveiro. So they insisted that each one should have to swear. So the Gemara asks, it says it twice in the Mishnah. Let's see, where's it? Bob Metzia. Shnayim ochsim metala zemekul deshali zemekul deshali. Zaymer ani re'isiha. Zaymer. So why does he have it twice? It's the exact same thing. Kula shali, animit sasiya, animit sasiya. The Gemara says one goes b'mekka chamemka, one goes b'mitziya. So what does it mean, mekka chamemka? They both claim that they bought it from the same merchant. I say, I came first to the store. He only had one left. So I came and I paid him the money and I took it. And then you came and you grabbed it from me. You gave the moicher the same amount of money, and then the moicher said, I don't have any more copies, so you grabbed the one that I had. And the other guy says, just to be reverse, he only had one left, I came first, I bought it, you paid money to the moicher, and you grabbed the one that I have. So the Gemara says, why do you say Zei Shava Zei Shava? Why don't we ask the moicher? To whom did he sell the merchandise to? Did he sell it to Reuven or to Shimon? Why should we believe the Moicher? Why should we believe the Moicher over here? He's only an Eid Echad. So the Rabbi Natam says, you see from this Gemara, that Eid Echad is believed whenever a person is supposed to swear, Zei Shava, Shein La Ba Pochaz Mechetzvi, Zei Shava, Shein La Pochaz Mechetzia. If an Eid Echad will support the person who has to swear, so he doesn't have to swear. You see, the Eid Hamsayeya Poita Min HaShvuah. The question is, that Mishnah happens to be talking about a Shvuah, the Rabbanan. That's not a Shvuah, the Raisa. What is a Shvuah, Zu Takonas Chachamim? כדי שלא יהיה קולך ויהיה הולך ותק בתליס של חבר. So how far the Rabbeinu Tam go over here? The Rabbeinu Tam said, Eid HaMesayeh, Eid Echad is belief to Pata from Shvua de Rabbonan. Would he say the same? Eid Echad is belief to Pata from Shvua de Raisa? Also, so that's the Rosh quotes the argument of the Maharam Rutenberg. It should be a Kal V'chaimer that if I say you owe me $1,000 and you deny it, and I have an Eid Echad who supports me, so Eid Echad, Eid HaMesayeh, creates a chiyuv shvua. You have to swear in order to be part of $100,000. So if Eid Echad is believed lahoitzi to be mechayv the nitva shvua deraisa, so it should be a kal v'chaimer that Eid Echad is certain believed lahachzik, even if you're chayv. Let's say you're a moed b'miktzas. I say you owe me $100,000, and you say you paid half of the money. You paid $90,000. You only owe $10,000. But it mixes us and kaif him and mix. Then Eid Echad comes and he supports your claim. So then the Maram Rutmik says it's a kal v'chaimer. If Eid Echad, who supports the Teveya, can evoke a chiyuv shvua from the Nitva, so certainly Eid Echad who supports the Nitva should pater him from a shvua. Lahachzik is always easier than lahoitzi. So if Eid Echad can support the Tainas HaTaveya to create a chiyuv shvua, should be a kal v'chaimer, and Eid Echad should be Nemon to support the Tainus HaNitva to relieve you from a Chiyuv Shvua. So that's the second version of the Rabbeinu Tam. Not only did he say, Eid HaMesayeh, if an Eid Echad supports me, I don't have to swear a Shvua de Rabbanon, like Shnei Mochs and Metal, Zemekulu Shali, it's a Shvua de Rabbanon, even on a Shvua de Raisa also. Then there's a third version of what the Rabbeinu Tam said, that's quoted by the Mordechai. Rabbeinu Tam said more than that. He said, when the Torah says you need two Eidim, Al Pishne Eidim, we said they have three different cases. We need two kosher Eidim. Mamanis and Nefashis and Dovish of the Yerva. So Mamanis, the Gemara says, that's the Pasuk. Al Pishne Eidim, Al Pishlesh Eidim, Yakum Dover. Yakum Dover goes on Mamanis. Then there's another Pasuk near the first Pasuk. Al Pishne Eidim, Al Pishlesh Eidim, Yumas Hameis. Yumas Hameis is Din Nefashis. Then there's a Gzereshava Dover Dover Mimaman. It says, a man divorced his wife, and then she remarries someone else. She marries someone else. And then Isnea Hoyisha Acharain, the second husband divorces her. How does the pasuk say? Kimotza bo erbas dover. He ascertains that she became a soita asur labayla. She was mizana. How kimotza bo erbas dover? How did he caught her in the act? He caught her in the middle of his nus. So the Gemara learns that dover dover mi mom. Just like by mom, and it says al pishnei edim, al pishleish edim yakum dover. You need to aid him. So the Dovah should be here, but also you need to wait him to ascertain that a woman is Asur al-Baila, that a nation sees Asur al-Baila, and that's a Dovah should be here, that they have to get divorced. So the Dovah should be here needs to aid him. So the third version of Rabbeinu Tam is not only Eid HaMesayeh Patos from Meshvua Deraisa. Eid Echad is Nemon whenever it's Lahachzik. The Apostle that says you need to aid him, Apishnei aid him, Apishlosh aid him, Yokum Dover, Dover goes on Mamen, only goes if the Toveya wants to prove that the Nitva has to pay him money. So then you need to aid him. But if you're supporting the Nitva, Eid Echad is good, L'Hachzik. There are many differences between L'Hachzik and L'Hoitzi. The Tosa on the first daf in Mamen says, Miga L'Hoitzi is no good. Miga is only good, L'Hachzik. There are other differences also. So another difference between Lahachzik and Lahoitzi, many, many differences. Another difference between Lahachzik and Lahoitzi is Eid Echad Lahachzik is good. Eid Echad is no good Lahoitzi moment from a Muksuk, but Lahachzik it is good. So these are the three versions of the Rabbeinu Tam. What does it have to do with us? Because here the Gemara is talking, the Shomer wants to pater himself. The Shomer is a Shomer Socher, Alpi Pashtus, Parsha Rishon and Emre B'Shem Achinim, Shnia B'Shem Socher. It says, had a Rashi on the top quote. Omeisa nishba nishba anoinis occurred, shvas Hashem ein raya, shvas Hashem tiye ben shneim. If anoinis occurred, then the Shomer can swear. So if the Shomer wants to pater himself from the Shvua, why does he need Eidim? It says Yiviyehu Eid, and Komakim Shenema Eid min shneim. So it says Yavi Eidim, let him bring two witnesses who will testify. Why does he need two witnesses? The word Eidim is in the plural. Why shouldn't it be sufficient with Eid Echad if the Rabbeinu Tam is right? If the second version, the third version of Rabbeinu Tam is right, Eid HaMesayeh, Patis, even from Shvua Deraisa. So that's what the Shita Mukubetzes quotes the Kasha from the Rosh, Tosu HaRosh. Why does it say the Tana is commenting on the Pasuk, give Yehu aid, and Komok Mishanema aid, we have the Mamat Sinu, the Binyanav. Whenever it says the word aid, means Shnei Edim. So the Tana interprets the Pasuk, Yavi Edim, you have to bring two Edim. Why do you need two Edim? I should have said that Eid Hamsayaya should also be good enough. That's the Shita's Kasha. So the Shita Mukubetzes answers with the top Taisvus. That this, the first Tanakam is saying the same thing as Isi Ben Yehuda. So Isi Ben Yehuda said, whenever the Nitva claims that there were 100 witnesses watching when the whole story happened, and this is what happened, everybody knows, it was a public thing, there were 100 people, so then the Din says, we don't trust the Nitva to swear. We would insist that he has to bring the Eidim. So in such a case, also, Eid Echod is only good to the same extent as a Shvuah. But you don't accept the Shvuah either over here, because he claims it's easy to bring two witnesses. He says there were 100 people watching. Everybody was watching. If you want, I'll bring Eidim. So Bezin says, yeah, bring the Eidim. So he can't bring Eid Echod and say, Eid Echod patas from a Shvuah. Just like he can't take a Shvuah, because it's easily available to bring Edim, so you don't trust Eid Echad either, because it's easily available to bring the two Edim. That's what the Rosh answers, and quoted by the Shita Mukbet. A big Kiddush. That Isi Ben Yehud is then, the top Taisus said, Isi Ben Yehud is then, Yesh Roya, Yavi Edim, Shinitra, for Potom, whatever, it's easily available. Edim are easily available, so you don't trust the Nitva to swear, so you wouldn't accept Eid Echad either. Even though it's an Erechad Liftom and a Shvuah, just Erechad is not better than a Shvuah. So just like Shvuah is not acceptable whenever two Edim are easily available, so Erechad is also not acceptable. That's quite a Chiddush. Yavi Edim Shenitra for Be'oinus Upot. Okay. The Beis Halevi has a long discussion. Does everybody agree to this? But that's what it says in Shita Mukubetzes. Okay. So that's the Tanakama. Abishol Omer sounds like he's disagreeing with something that the Tanakhama said. If it's unrelated, should say Omar Abishol. Whatever, if the verb Omar precedes the name of the person, that means a new member. If it says Abishol Omer, means he's disagreeing with the Tanakhama, so he interprets differently. The word aid, Yivyehu aid, goes on the dead carcass, on the dead body. Yavi Aduda Lebezdi. Yeah, Tosfos has three girsas here. The little Tosfos. One girsa says Yavi Arura Lebezdin. What Arura? The dead animal that was killed by the other animal. A wild animal came and killed this sheep that I have. So why call it a cursed animal? The dead animal. Why is it called a cursed animal? Because usually if you shech the bema, you say a bracha. Over here, Mesa Balai Bracha. This one Nebuch was cursed. It's not cursed. The sheikh didn't have an opportunity, the Seher Bracha didn't have an opportunity to shecht it. So it became an avela. So that's why we call it the Arura, the cursed animal. Another girsa has it, Yavi Adura, Achz Behenu Lo Nedara, means to be missing. Yavi Adura, the animal was missing because it was killed by another animal. So you should bring the dead animal, the animal that was missing from the whole flock. He gave him a flock of 150 animals to watch. Gives him back 149, says, where's the missing animal? So Yavi Adur Le Bezdin, let him bring the missing animal to the Bezdin. Yavi Adur Le Bezdin, let him bring the missing animal. And the third gear says, Yavi Aduda, not Adura, Yavi Aduda, as it says, Baboyke Yochalad, that's where Rashi quotes, Ad means a dead carcass, a dead animal. What is he referring to? Baboyke Yochalad, Valev Yechalek Shalom. So Rashi there, and that pasuk that's in Birchas Yaakov and Vayichi, before Yaakov is about to die, he says, he gives a bracha to Binyamin that the Shechina should be shore b'chelka shel Binyamin. Yerushalayim was a divided city. Half of Yerushalayim was b'chelka shel Yehuda, half was b'chelka shel Binyamin. Why was it a divided city? Usually, the Gemara has in the very end of Sanhedrin, there's a machlekes Abiyachin Rishlokish that came up once in the history of the world, machlekes, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they were dividing Eretz Yisrael, and they divided, here's a border between this Shevet and that Shevet, does it make sense to draw the border, cutting a city in half, or do you have to go around the city? Wherever right over the city is, so you draw the border in such a way that that whole city goes to that shaven. So that's a machlokes. But the cholkim merachas lishnei shvatim, rei cholkim merachas lishnei shvatim. In the days of Rabbi Yechem Ish Lakish, it wasn't relevant. There was a machlokes in the days of Yeshua ben Nun when they drew the borders. When they drew the borders, let's say, do we have any cities in America that are half in one state, half in another state?
Kansas City.
So half of the cities in one state. So I imagine probably in 1776, whenever, at the time of Hakamas Andin, there was a border, and the city was in one state, not in both states. But then the city kept on expanding. So it got bigger. So the same thing, whatever was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, even if in Cholkim Merachas and Shnei Shvatim, but there were cities, and then the cities grew and they grew, and then half of the city is now one shevet, half the city in the other shevet. So the machlokes only was in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when you make Chalukah L'Shvatim and you draw the borders, does it make sense to draw a border that cuts through the city? So that's a machlokes. So the Tosfos Yeshanim printed on the side of the page, and the end of Sanhedrin, Tosfos Yeshanim says there's one exception to the rule that everybody agrees: Yerushalayim for sure was divided in half. The Gemara says half belonged to Shevet Yehuda and half belonged to Binyamin. Why was that so? Because Yerushalayim has a double role. We say in Kabbalah Shabbos, Mikdash Melechem Meluchah. It's the capital, it's the Ir Abir, the capital of Eretz Yisrael. And Lo Yosu Shevet Yehuda, the Malchus is supposed to be from Shevet Yehuda. So the government offices are supposed to be in that half of the city that belongs to Shevet Yehuda. And the Migdash Melech, Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam HaKrovos HaKabonis, supposed to be Bechelka Shel Binyamin. The whole Mizbeach had to be Bechelka Shel Binyamin. There were other parts that were not Bechelka Shel Binyamin, but the Mokam HaMizbeach had to be Bechelka Shel Binyamin.
Doesn't the Gemara Dafka say that by the Yisod was the dividing line between Yehuda and Binyamin, and that Binyamin got the Heichal, but Yehuda kept the Mizbeach?
No, lo nachon. Binyamin had the mizbech. The whole mizbech was bechelka shel Binyamin, and the yisod was missing. This is west and this is north. So the southern bar of the yisod and the eastern bar of the yisod was missing. The mizbech and Baisheni was the bottom layer was lamed beis amos or lamed beis amos. This was Lamed Beis, this was Lamed Beis. This was only one Amma, and 31 Ammas over the east side were missing. This is only one Amma over here, 31 Ammas were missing. Why was it lopsided? Why wasn't there no Yisod? The Gemara said, because that bar was Bechel Kashel Yehudi. You're not leading to have a bar of the Mizbech Bechel Kashel Yehudi. The Mizbech has to be Bechel Kashel Binyamin, as it says in Birchas Yaakov, Babaka Yochalad, the Tom Shal Shachar, had to be korev on the mizbeach. The dead animal is the tamid shel shachar. The erev yechalek shalol goes on the tamid shel bein habayim. All the karbonos had to be bought bechelka shel binyamin. The same thing at Birchas Moshe. The end of the chumash also. Moshe Rabbeinu says also ben kseifov shachain that the mokem hakrovas hakarbonos has to be bechelka shel binyamin. It can't even have 1 inch bechelka shel Yehuda. The Maharsha and the Chidushi Agoda on the Gemara in Zvochem has an interesting comment. He says, like in America, you have to have separation of church and state. So in the Beis HaMikdash also, Yehuda is the government, and we don't want even an inch of the Mizbech to be Bechel Kashel Yehuda. We don't want the government to control the religion. We want the rabbis have to control the religion, not the government. That's the problem with the Rabbanut. The Rabbanut can't say what they want to say. They're given the right and a little bit. The government gives them permission to take a stand once in a while on something. But they don't give them a right to take a stand on too many things. So the government controls the Rabbanut. So that's why when they offered the Rabbanut to different Rav Soloveitchik, they offered the Rav Avla Soloveitchik, his uncle, he didn't want to take it. He says, what kind of Rabbanut is that? It was controlled by the government. Yeah. So here in this Gemara, the Gemara has this machlokes with the Cholkim. This is the bottom of Kuf Yud Aleph from the base in Sanhedrin. Four lines from the bottom, 1, 2, 3, 4. So on the margin, they quote the Tosfos Yeshanim from Yuma. that Yerushalayim for sure was chol irachas l'shnei shvatim. That was from day number one. That was from day number one because Yerushalayim had a double status. It was the Migdash Melech and it was the Ir Malucha. Ir Malucha had to be Bechel Kishel Yehuda. Migdash Melech had to be Bechel Kishel Binyamin. So Yerushalayim is a divided city, not divided between the Arabs and the Jews. It's divided between Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin. That's that pasuk. Babakir Yochel Ad. Ad goes on the dead animal. Aduda, Rashi writes, Kedem Targamin and Ado. Babakir Yochel Ad, the Mizbeach will eat the korban oila. Thomas Shoshach Tam Shabbaim is an oila. So he burned the whole thing on the Mizbeach. So that's called Babakir Yochel Ad. The Mizbeach that's Bechel Kashel Binyamin will eat the korbanis oila. On Rish Chodesh and on Yom Tov you bring Musafim. So on Rish Chodesh and Yom Tov you have Chatos also. So you don't, the Mizbech doesn't eat everything. The Chatos eat by the Zichrei Kuna. But the daily Korban Tamid, Shal Shachar Tamid Shemein Abayim, is a Korban Oilo. So the whole thing is burnt on the Mizbech. So that's what it means. By Berke Yochel Ad, Ad means a dead animal. Kedem Targamin, a Targamunkle says Ado. Ado means a dead animal. It's Geshachten. It's not a carcass, but it's still a dead animal. Again, so what does Abishol say? Yavi aduda lebezn. Let him. He's disagreeing with the Tanakhama. Says Abishol Omer. Should have said Omer Abishol. No, Abishol Omer means it's disagreement with the Tanakhama, and he says Yavi aduda lebezn. Let the shomer. Shem is sort of the mazik over here. We had chav talad avos nezikin. The four of the chav talad avos nezikin, Shem mechinim, Shem mesachar, and the seichem and the shayel. The four shomerim, each one is chayiv mitam odama mazik, because he was negligent, because it was a gneg aveda. Okay, because he's even chayiv and onsen. That's from the avos nezikin. So he says the shomer is considered the mazik over here. And says Yavi Aduda the Bezin. It's his responsibility that he has to bring it to Bezin. So, and Rabbi Shaul is disagreeing with the Tanakhama. That's why it says Rabbi Shaul Amer. So what exactly? What's the Nukudas Amachlekes? Is so unclear. So Gemara says My Lab Oh Come Flee. This is probably what they're fighting about. Masav Pchas Nevela the Nizikav. Masav Pchas Nevela the Mazikavi. That what Rabbi Shaul says. Let him bring the dead animal. Whatever it's worth now. He'll give. He can say it was dead for last week, and I called up the nizik and I told him he should pick it up. No, yavi aduda the bezin. The mazik has to bring. The mazik is the shomer over here. Shomer is the four shomer from the chav talad avos nezikin. So the mazik has to bring the dead animal now, whatever it's worth now. That's how much it's worth. So pchas nevela is the mazik. And Tanakhama probably holds Pras Navela the Nizik. Mara says, "Lo, why should you say like that? No, the Kuliyama the Nizik. Everybody agrees. We had all the three Psukim over here, the Pras Navela the Nizik. No, everybody agrees, Pras Navela the Nizik. V'ocha b'terach Navela kamer fligi. V'hatanya, we have ben Ichus, we have a Brisa like that. Achei Mamim, Nain Shabala Bor, Lahala Shami Bor, Talmud Laima, we learn that from the Pasik, that Terach Navela is on the Mazik. So the Rosh explains, the mazik has to notify the nizik has to pay money, has to lay out money to get the behemoth out from the boar, and then he should put it in the freezer, he should sell it right away, and then he will be reimbursed by the mazik. Mazik will have to pay for the terach nevela to get it out of the boar. So then the Gemara asked an interesting question. Hai terach nevela hechidomi. What's the case over here? Let's say Whenever you establish the value of something, how much is the value? Kama hu shavu limka bashuk bosa makam bosa zman. That's what we said in the Mishnah in Erchin. Ein lahegdish ala mekoma vishayto. Mishnah in Erchin goes, somebody was donated a palace, somebody donated an automobile, and then the gizbar wants to auction it off to the highest bidder. So what does he take as the lowest bid? So the din is bid the avid if hegdish ala manash achilal shavu puta mechulo. If the hekdesh is worth $100,000, somebody gives a pruta, but the eved we say ain or nor the hekdeshes. There's no dinner by nor, and there's no penalty by nor. So even though he gave a pruta, the thing that's worth $100,000, but he had the pidyon eschal. And in the other direction also there's a din. Hegdush shav puta, shechilo shav mana, is also mechulo. The hegdush is only worth a dollar, and the guy gave $100,000. So there's no din of aino. That's a din. Aino no hegdush is whether I cheated hegdush, hegdush cheated me, but he ever did leave it the way it is. This should have been, yes, a mishtu should be batal mekach. He gives $100,000 instead of a puta, he gives a puta instead of $100,000. Should have been worse than I know. So that's what we learn from the Pesukim. There's no din of Aino at all by Hegdish. It goes in both directions. Aino nor le Hegdish. We follow that din, Bizman Azeh. When do we follow that din? When you have Maisa Sheni in Eretz Yisrael, when the farmers are mafish. There's a 7-year cycle, so in Shemitah everything is Hefka. Okay, so the first 2 years in Mafish Truma Gedola, Maisa Risha, Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim, Bigdusha v'Tahara. So everybody's tummy today. Most of the Maisheni is also going to be tummy. If you wash it off with water, then it's Huchsha l'kabal tumme. So everybody's tummy. So if you handled it, so all the Maisheni is going to be tummy. So you can't eat. The Maisheni cannot be eaten. Number one, because everybody's tummy. Even the Kohanim, everybody's tummy. Everybody goes to a funeral sometimes or another. Kohanim are not allowed to go unless it's one of the 7 relatives. 7 relatives, and they do go to the funeral. And someone else who went to the funeral shakes the hands of the kohen, so the kohen becomes tamei. Harishon l'tumah, the one who attends the funeral becomes an avat tumah. The mason's avi avos tumah, the one who attends the funeral is an avat tumah. When he comes to shul on Shabbos, shakes my hand, he makes me into a harishon l'tumah. So I'm also, even if I'm a kohen, the kohen is not allowed to come in contact with the mace. He's permitted to come in contact with someone who was in contact with the mace. That's not prohibited. But everybody's going to be tummy lemaisa. Everybody's tummy, so we can't eat maisa sheni because we are all tummy. Ruba de ruba, all the maisa sheni is tummy because it was huchshel kabel tume and somebody tummy touched it. And furthermore, the Gemara says you can only eat maisa sheni if you have mizbeach banui. If you don't have a mizbeach, then you can't eat kachim. And if you can't eat kachim, you can't eat maisa sheni. Maisa sheni is nechal b'chol hoir, the same as kachim kalim is nechal b'chol hoir. Kochi Kodashim is only Nechal to Zichri Kuna in the Azara. Restricted place where you can take it and restricted who can eat it. Only Zichri Kuna can eat it. And Kochim Kalim doesn't have to be eaten Daftke by Zichri Kuna. Jewish people, you can't feed it to a Nochri. And the people who can eat it is a bigger group of people, not restricted Zichri Kuna. And the Mokam Achila is the whole Yerushalayim. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk, "V'achalto sham lefnei Hashem alakecha." Ma'isa digoncha b'sirah, "V'achalto sham lefnei Hashem alakecha" means in Yerushalayim, "Lefnei Hashem alakecha." Ma'isa digoncha b'sirah shchem itzaracha, "V'choris b'karcha b'tzeinecha." V'choris b'karcha b'chor is a kachim kalim. So kachim kalim can be eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim, and the ma'isa sheni can be eaten in Yerushalayim. So just like Karbonis, kachim kalim can only be eaten as man sheyesh mizbeach banui. So too, the Maaser Sheni can only be eaten if you have a Mizbech Banui. How do you know you can't eat Kochim Kalim if there's no Mizbech Banui? So that's another Pasuk the Gemara says. Because the Pasuk says you should bring the Karbonis, you should be Makriv the Karbonis on the Beis HaMikdash, and you should eat the Karbonis, Kochim Kalim. So just like being Makriv, the Karbonis is only possible if you have a Mizbech Banui, so too you can only eat the Maaser Sheni if you have a Mizbech Banui. So those are the three reasons why we can't eat Maisa Sheni Bizmanaza. We are Tamei, and the Maisa Sheni is usually Tamei, and his name is Bech Banu, so you can't eat the Maisa Sheni. So you can't eat it. So you have to destroy 10% of all of the Tvui, you have to destroy Maisa Sheni. The answer is no, you paid in the Maisa Sheni. But the Maisa Sheni is tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of Maisa Sheni. Everything is growing, the crops are growing in Eretz Yisrael. It's a bracha. So you have to be poida so much. So the Rambam writes, the common practice is that we're poida on a pruta. You don't give. Because Mashen is not going to gain anything. You're not allowed to cheat lachatchili, you're not allowed to cheat hegdish. The Gemara seems to have the two different psukim, the Rambam and Chumash has. There's an issa to cheat, there's an issa ainor, and then there's a penalty of ainor. So when we say that ainor nor lahegdashis means you're permitted to cheat, Hegdish lachatchila? No, bisman shabes megdish kaim. You're not allowed to cheat hegdish, but b'diavad ainah noah lahegdish. Same thing. There's no din of noah lekarka. We were talking the other day. There's no din of ainah noah lekarkois, because the pasuk says, "Asanu ishus hamisa." I didn't say the chisim kamin kalamisecha kana miyada misecha. So the din of Aino only applies if it's metaltalim. Mean by karka, there's no avera to cheat the other person. It's against the pasuk and chumash. Pasuk says if you're selling karka in Eretz Yisrael, so you should keep in mind when it comes Yom Kippur, you're going to get it back. So don't charge too much, or don't pay too little. Neither the moicher nor the lekech should fool the other one into fixing an incorrect price. So the psukim give the example of Aino by karkos. How can the Chazal darshan on the post again on the other karkos? So the Ramban has that kasha. Other mefarshim on Chumash has that kasha. Ramban says that's how the Tanoim saw in between the lines in the Chumash that there are two parts to the din of Aino. There's an Isser Aino. Isser Aino applies even to karka. Isser Aino applies to Hegdish. Isser Aino applies to Akum also, to Nochrim. Then there's a penalty of Aino. So the penalty of Aino is Aino no al Hegdish. The penalty of Aino doesn't apply to karka and doesn't apply to Nochrim. The Gemara's Loshen, the first daf in the second parak of Mcheres, daf Yigimel. Loshen the Gemara is, La Misecha Ata Machzor Aino, V'i Ata Machzor Aino La Akum. There's no penalty of Hachzoros Aino to an Akum. But the Isser Aino there is to an Akum. You're not allowed to cheat the Nochrim. So the Gemara says, so we assume there is an Isser to cheat Hegdish. There is an Isser to cheat Hegdish and to cheat Maaser Sheni. But B'zman Hazeh, let's say somebody's Magdash a beautiful mansion. So the mansion is Hegdish and no one can use it. So we don't have a gizbar to auction it off to the highest bidder. What are we going to do with the money? He's going to give, it's $25 million, a $1 billion mansion. What's he going to do with the money? He's going to be mafresh, you're going to put aside $1 billion, then you're going to throw it into the Yama Melech. Hegdish is not going to gain anything by you throwing. So the Gemara says in such a case, you're permitted, l'chatchila, you're permitted to cheat the Hegdish because there's no pseida the Hegdish over here. So the same thing by Sasheni. Bismancha based on Migdush Yakayim, and it would be possible to eat the Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So then it's not right to cheat the Maaser Sheni. But Bisman Azeh, what are you going to be paid in Maaser Sheni Bishavya? You're going to be Moisev Chomish, then throw the whole thing into the Yam HaMelech, destroy it, and grind up the coin, or have the coin dissolved in an acid. That's what they usually do here in Yeshiva. They go, when it comes Pesach of the 4th year, Pesach of the 7th year. So you have to do beer. You have to destroy the coin that you have, that you use to be paid in Maaser Sheni. So you go to the chemistry lab and they have certain acids that will melt away metal. So it's against the law to destroy American cash. But you got no choice. You have to destroy it. So they put it, they leave it in acid for 3 minutes and all things are going to liquefy, it's going to disappear. So Bizman Hazeh, there's no pseida the Hegdish, there's no pseida the Maaser Sheni, so we do it l'chatchila. How do we know that the din of Hegdish Shavaman HaShechil HaShavaput HaMechul, I don't know it even applies to Maaser Sheni, maybe it only applies to Hegdish. So the Vilna Gaon writes on his own, because since we pasch in Maaser Sheni, Mama Gavoya, so it's covered with the din, there's a Machlegs HaBiyud in Rav Meir, where the Maaser Sheni Mama Bailim, Maaser Sheni Mama Gavoya. So the Gemara says in Kiddush, in the end of the second parak, that we pasch in Maaser Sheni Mama Gavoya. So since it's Mam Gavaya, so it's covered with the din of Eina Noor Lehekdeshes. So Bizman Hazeh, it's even Mutter Lechatchila to cheat the Maaser Sheni, to give a pruta instead of the full amount. So that's what we allow that Lechatchila, Bizman Hazeh. The Netziv writes in one place in his commentary on the Shiltas, he writes, Dibri Hagro Eina Tzich Mechizuk. The Vilna Gaon writes like that in the Bir Hagro, that because Maaser Sheni Mama Gavaya, therefore has the din like Hegdish, and therefore Eina Noor Hegdesh. The Vilna Gaon said it, some Mistama, he's right. But he says, happens to be black and white, the Beferish and Yerushalmi. Says like that, that this din, can you be paid in Maaser Sheni? Maaser Sheni is worth tens of thousands of dollars, and you paid on a pruto. So the Yerushalmi says like that, what the Gros said on his own. Vilna Gaon should have told us that it's a Yerushalmi. He didn't write. He just wrote on his own like that. So then it still points out. But happens that it's Beferish and Yerushalmi.
You said that maybe you have to save it and wait till Mashiach comes
and
you have another Beis HaMikdash, like, then give it
in. Save the money? No, but there's a din of a biur. There's a din. You're mechuyev to get rid of all the Maaser Sheni that you have when it comes Erev Pesach of the 4th year, Erev Pesach of the 7th year. That's a din in a chumash. So under normal circumstances, you would buy some food and eat it up before Pesach. That's how you do the beer. But if you have no Beis HaMikdash, you can't eat. You can't eat the Maaser Sheni. So you have to destroy the coin. That's the way to fulfill the din of beer. by destroying the coin. So again, so how do you establish the value of any given item? So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Erchon says, b'di'evid, if you'll be paid to the hegdash on a pruta, b'di'evid it'll be chal. But l'chatchil is not allowed to do that. Bizman amigdash, bizman is that's even mutter l'chatchil to do like that. But let's say bizman amigdash, the gizba shel hegdash should say, I will not accept less than this amount of money. The true value of the item. The guy was magdish a house. The guy was magdish a set of svarim, furniture, clothing, whatever he was magdish. So the din is ein lehegdish ala mekom v'shati. You assess how much it's worth. Kam hushal limka ba'osa makom ba'osa zman. So Gemara says ba'osa makom over here. The Gemara says ba'osa makom. Let's say there's a dead carcass. An animal was killed by another animal. Has two big horns. Holes in its body, the two horns ripped in. So if the dead body is on top of the ground level, it's not in the bottom of the bor, then it'll be easier to sell it. You'll probably get more money for it. If I'm selling a dead carcass in the bottom of the bor, so who's going to want to pay? Let's say the carcass, you're going to sell it to Nochrim, who would eat Nevela. Jews are not going to eat Nevela unless they want to feed it to an animal. Unless they buy nevela in order to feed it to their kittens eat, the cats eat, the dogs eat. Dogs eat bones, okay, dogs eat flesh. Cats eat flesh also, I don't know, I don't have a cat. So you may want to buy a dead animal in order to feed it to your dog and your cat, okay. So the Gemara says, hey chidomi, what's the case? When I sell bosa mokam or bosa zman, if I want to sell a dead carcass that's on the bottom of the bar, they're only going to give me $1 because it's worth less money. If I bring it up to the top of the aguda on the ground level above the bar, then it'll sell for $4. So it's in the best interest. Gitar b'nafshe torach. It's in the best interest of the mazik, of the balabar, that he should be mala the dead body from the bottom of the board to the top, so it'll be worth more money. So when he gives it back to the nizik, he says, here's $4 worth. If it's in the board, it's only worth $1. People, kam hushavulim kavashuk, you see from the Gemara, the value you see from the Mishnah in Erechin like that, ain lahegdash ala mekomo v'shaita, but you see from Gemara, you assess the value of things, kama hushavulim kabashuk, bosa mokam, bosa zman, wherever it happens to be. So the Gemara says, lo tzvicha, we're talking about a case, bear shabizuzu, a good name shabizuzu, a funny case. He'll get $1 for it, whether it's on top of the ground or it's in the bottom of the board. But usually it's not the case. Usually it's in the bottom of the board, it's going to sell for less. When it's on top of the board, people will pay more for it. The Pashtus is like that. Usually it's like that. The Ktsois HaChoshen has a kasha from a Gemara later on Tzadik Ches Omer Aleph. Moshe Feinstein didn't have too much money, but he understood the philosophy of money very well. He had a machlokes with Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. They were both under the communists when the communists took over after the communist revolution. So they had a big machlokes how much you have to give a pinyin ben. Moshe developed the whole shita, and Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky disagreed, and then the Minsker Gadol agreed with Rabbi Moshe, and Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky still disagreed with him. So Rabbi Moshe thought that it was a chutzpah on the part of Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky that he still disagreed even after the Minsker Gadol agreed with him. So part of Rabbi Moshe's tshuva is the following. There's a Gemara Tzarek Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says, Grama ben Ezekin is Potter. Odom HaMasek is Chayev. Odom HaMasek Be'adayim is Chayev. Grama ben Ezekin is Potter. And Garmi is, we assume, is halfway in between Orma Mazik B'Adayim and Gerama Ben Ezekin. So the Gemara gives an example of Gerama Ben Ezekin. A person holds a coin in his hand. He has a coin that's worth $100, $100 coin. And then I slap his hand, and he drops the coin, and there's a big lake. And the coin falls down to the bottom of the floor, of the river, or of the lake, of the ocean, whatever it is. Adye Aduye. So the Gemara says, if I take the coin from his hand, I made a kinyan geneva on it. So then if I throw it into the ocean, I throw it away somewhere, some chaybions, and I have to pay. We were talking in case he never made a kinyan hagbor. The ganav didn't make a kinyan ganeva. He matzi simatzi biyodo. Hagneva means the ganav has to make a kinyan ganeva in order to be chaybions. He matzi simatzi biyodo. In the eliyodo, chatzer menayin tamalom, he matzi simatzi mikomakom. The ganav has to make a kinyan ganeva in order to be chaybions. He didn't make a kinyan ganeva. He just knocks my hand and the money falls down. So the Gemara says, so it's not a shadow from ganav, it's a shadow from mazik. But the Gemara says, if you can see the coin on the bottom of the river, the Gemara says, we're talking hanimili b'tzlulim, the kochazile. If the water is clear water, avl mayim achurim, the lo kochazile, if it's dirty water and you can't see the coin, lo, then I am called an adam amasik, because the coin is ovud. But if the water is mayim tzlulim, that's 8 lines from the top of Tzadik Chesam and Al. If the mayim is mayim tzlulim, the kochazile can see it. So the guy says, Haresh aloch lefanecha, it's going to cost you $10 to get a scuba diver to swim to the bottom of the ocean, the bottom of the lake, in order to get the coin. So that's Gramba ben Azikin. Gramba ben Azikin is potter. So the Tzai Sachoshin is bothered with Akasha, but you see from our Gemara, and Yud Aleph and Aleph, under normal circumstances, that the same item, if it's aguda de bora, if it's on top of the ground level, on top of the bor, then it's worth more money than it would be worth if it would be bebeira. If it's in the bottom of the bar is worth less. So if I knock the coin out of your hand, the coin in your hand is worth $100, $100 coin. If I knock it down, it's on the bottom of the river, it's going to cost $10 to get the scuba diver. So the $100 coin is only worth $90. It's not worth $100. So what do you mean that it's only grum of an Ezekiel potter? But depending where the coin is, it has a different value. So I decrease the value of your coin by knocking it to the bottom of the river. It's worth less money. So why does the Gemara say that it's only Grabam Nezika? I knocked it out of your hand and I caused it to diminish, to depreciate in value. It's only worth $90 instead of $100. So the Tzai Sacheshim works on that kasha. So Moshe Feinstein quotes a Gemara at the beginning of Perek HaZohav that Al Pidin, everything in the world is divided into two categories. You have Tiva and you have Peira. Tiva is Matbea in Aramaic. Tiva is Matbea. And Peira is commodities. And the Din says that all the commodities fluctuate in value and the Matbea remains the same, Al Pidin. Let's say, when I was your age, so clothing was less expensive. Svarim were less expensive. Real estate was less expensive. Food was less expensive. So you have 1,000 kashas. How come jewelry is more expensive today? How come clothing? How come real estate? How come food? So you can give 1 teretz on everything. The money is less valuable. The money is less valuable. That's 1 teretz for Rambam is all the kashas. It's a shia kloli. It started with 1,000 kashas. 1 teretz for Rambam is all the kashas. Or you can give 1,000 terutzim. The real estate is more expensive. So the halacha says the money stays the same, al pidin, and all the commodities fluctuate in value, even though the real answer is that the money depreciated in value. So the halacha says, al pidin, money always retains the same value. How do you decide what's called money and what's called, what's tiv and what's peir? How do you decide? So that's what the Shach writes in Hilchas Ribis, in Yerideya, the Shach writes this, that when you learn Chosh Mishpat, the end of Chosh Mishpat, there is a Machlokes HaRishonim, how far do you go with the rule of Dina de Malchus HaDina? To what extent do you have the right to say Dina de Malchus HaDina? So the basic rule is that everyone has to pay taxes. And the government has a right, the Goyish government has a right to take taxes, if the taxes are fair. And if the Goyish government confiscated my automobile because I hadn't paid taxes and they gave you the automobile, because you overpaid, so they reimburse you. So you have a right to keep the automobile. I cannot say, you're stealing my automobile. It's my automobile. The government had the right to take it, had the right to give it to you if the tax system is fair. If they don't discriminate against one segment of the population, the taxes are fair, reasonable. So then you say, Din al-Machus al-Din. So that's the original Din of Din al-Machus. Then the question is, what else is included in Din al-Machus? So the Shach says, this for sure is included. What is considered kesef and what's considered shava kesef, what's tiva and what's peira? So kesef is whatever is legal tender. If the government declares that this has to be, let's say I owe you $1,000, I want to pay you back in singles. I'm going to give you 1,000 singles. So you don't want singles. You want a check for $1,000. You want a $1,000 bill. You want 10 $100 bills. Adds up to $1,000. So I can say, no, I want to pay you back in pennies. Pennies are legal tender, and single dollars are also legal tender. So whatever is declared by the government as legal tender means it has to be accepted for payment for all debts. So the Shach writes, everybody agrees that Dina the Machus Adina plays a role over there to determine what's considered Tiva and what's considered Peira. So that's where Moshe Feinstein says. The Gemara here is talking, and Yud Aleph is talking about a dead carcass. So dead carcass is Peira. So if it's on top of the board, it's worth $40, and the bottom of the board is worth $1. It's based on the location. Ein lahegesh al mekama v'shaito. Shabbos of chafotzim is determined. Kama hu shavu lem kabashuk. Bosa makam of bosa zman. Bosa makam means where is it? It's on the top of the board, the bottom of the board. But as far as money is concerned, the halacha says that money doesn't change in value. So here the guy knocked a coin. He knocked an American coin. If it's an American, he knocked an American coin. An Israeli coin in America is not legal tender. An Israeli coin in America or a British coin in America is called Shava Kesef. The American government doesn't say it has to be accepted in payment for all debts. It's not legal tender in America. It all depends. An American coin in America is considered Kesef. Let's say the boy was learning in Eretzon, he had a matbeah, had a puta chamura, and he's paid the Maaseh Sheni. He comes back to America and brings the Israeli coin with him. He can't be paid the Maaseh Sheni anymore in America on an Israeli coin. Israeli coin in America is Shavah Kesef. The Pasuk says, in Kol HaTarkula, the din is Shavah Kesef, din is Kikesef, with three exceptions to the rule. So one of them is Pidya Maaseh Sheni. He did Daf Kikesef. Shavah Kesef is not acceptable. Ni Kesef. Has to be Dafke Kesef. Anybody know what are the other two cases? The Gemara Mchor is Daf Nunav. There are three cases where Shove Kesef was Lavke Kesef. One is Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, Ini Dafke Kesef. The other one is Machzis HaShekel. That's the question in Yerushalmi, what the Girsa in Yerushalmi Shkolim is. Whether, is this a Dimin HaTor, is it only Dimin HaRabban, that you can't give Shavu Kesef for the purpose of Machza Shekel. You have to Davke give cash. And the third din for sure is only a din de Rabbanan. When you come to Pesach Shavu Sukkah, you come to Oila Regal, you want to buy Oila Sriya, so there's a din de Rabbanan that you have to pay in cash. You can't pay in Shavu Kesef. So Rashi there in Bchoris on Daf Nun Aleph quotes the Yerushalmi, gives a whole explanation, why do they make such a din de Rabbanan? So that din for sure is the Rabbanan. And by Pidyon Maaseh Sheni, for sure it's a din deraisa, that you need kesef. Shavah kesef is not acceptable. And Machta Shekel is a machlekes, what the girsa is in Yerushalmi. Moshe Feinstein writes in his tshuva, where he's disagreeing with Yecheskel Abramsky, he says he wrote a chibra on Yerushalmi, he felt that that was his life's accomplishment. And when he ran away from the communists, he ran to America, he had to leave it behind, couldn't take it with him. And he was bemoaning that, the loss of his chibra on Yerushalmi. So he writes in his sefer on Yerushalmi, he ascertained that the correct girsa should be that that's a din deraisa, that machzah shekel, you're not yotze. If you give shavah kesef, you have to give dafke kesef. He thinks that that's a din deraisa. Others have a different girsa in Yerushalmi, that it's only midirabbanan. So Moshe thinks that the more correct girsa is, that is a din deraisa. When we get married, we all give shavah kesef. Everybody gives a ring. Nobody gives money. So that's the minig in Shulchan Aruch. They quote the Mordechai, that the minig is that you give dafke shavah kesef. We want to demonstrate that we believe in kiddushei kesef and we believe shavah kesef is dinik kesef. It's Torah Shebaal Peh on top of Torah Shebaal Peh. They were the karoim who didn't believe in kiddushei kesef. All the karoim didn't believe in kiddushei kesef because it's only Torah Shebaal Peh. So we not only we go out of our way not to use Kiddush Ishtar, we use Dafke Kesef, we use Shavah Kesef. It's a Torah Shabbat Peh on top of a Torah Shabbat Peh. That's the meaning. So that's where Moshe says, by money, Al Pidin, it's the same value. If it's on top of the boar, or on the bottom of the boar, the bottom of the ocean, Al Pidin, the money doesn't depreciate in value. All the commodities change in their value, but the money, Al Pidin, has the same value. It'll cost you $10 to pay a scuba diver to get the money from the bottom of the river, so that's Grama Benizik and Potter. But you can't say the value of the money went down. No, That's the halacha. Money retains always the same value. Lashenikin, if it's a dead carcass, so if it's in the bottom of the bar, it's worth less. On top of the bar, it's worth more. So the Gemara says, isn't it in the best interest of the balabar? He should bring it up, so it'll be worth more money when he gives it to the nizik. He'll be able to deduct more from the chiyuv nizikin that he has.
What do I have money that's independently valuable? It's like a 150-year-old coin or something, where the value isn't because it's a 5 cent thing. It's because it's old. Like, so it is money, but it also, the real value is independent.
I mean, it has a double value. It has a value of cash, but as cash, it's only $1. But as a collector's item, it's worth $50. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it has more value. Okay.
So do you consider it kesef, or in that case, or you,
it's kesef to the extent of $1. But the shavah kesef, if you want to say it's worth $50, that's b'tor shavah kesef, right? That's what people give for pidyon haben. So they give 5 old silver dollars, because the Chazon Ish says mikar adin pidyon haben is 96 grams of pure silver, and the minhag is that you round it out, you give 100 grams of pure silver. Some hold you have to give 102 grams, so the Chazon Ish doesn't agree with that. So he says 100 grams is more than enough. So the old silver dollars used to have more than 20 grams in each silver dollar. So if you give 5 of them, you're giving more than 100 grams of pure silver. And even if it got rubbed off a little bit, but it's still going to have, it's going to have 5 old silver dollars, it's going to have more than 100 grams of pure silver. So some argued the point, one of the rabbis in Yeshiva had a taina, but the silver dollars are only worth $1 legally. As Din of the Machusa is minted by the American government, Al Pidin is only worth $1. So $5 is not enough for pidyon haben. Now you need close to $100 because silver went up in value. And the coins only have the value of coins. The pashta says that it's not a taina. The coins, b'toras kesef, only are $5 worth. $5 is not enough for pidyon haben. You need close to $100 now. But the coins, b'toras shavah kesef, are worth way more. They're worth way more than the b'toras silver. They're worth over 100 grams of pure silver. Pashta says that it does have the double value. It has the value. Part of it is b'toras kesef, and part of it is b'toras shavah kesef. The part that's declared by the government as legal tender, that's the part that's kesef. That's only $5. But b'toras shavah kesef, it's worth more. Ramosh had never had too much money, but he has a lot of ideas about kesef. He's very strong. He asked Chuvas about the philosophy of money. The philosophy of money, he was very strong. Lamaisa, holding on to the money, wasn't so strong. He used to give a lot of tzedakah. So the IRS called him in a few times. They didn't believe that he gave so much tzedakah. And he was used to the communists. So every time he would go to IRS, he would be trembling. He would be shaking. He thought it's like the NKVD. They're going to put him in prison if they find something irregular. He just proved to them. He had all the canceled checks. He gave all the money to tzedakah. He gave way more than chayish. He used to give an awful lot of tzedakah. Yeah.
Why isn't the Scarce Poland listed under Shavah Kesef, not equal to Kesef?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question. Why doesn't it say what Tosis quoted from Bob Metzia? That Chivas Pelmi have to pay Davke cash. It's a good question. The Maharam Rutmerg had a dream that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that if he works in a grocery store, a restaurant, and you can tell him, I owe you $150, take $150 worth of food. So according to that is Nicha. According to that is Nicha. The question is, do you say, that's the question, maybe Divrei Chachamim is Lamala v'lo Marid? Should we really follow that Maharam Rutmerg? The question is a good question, okay? Very good. Okay, the next Gemara is Rich Daf Gemara, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, miscellaneous topics there. There's a lot to discuss, so we'll go slowly this week. Good, okay. Tomorrow is a normal day. What's the story Thursday? There's class, there's not class. Figure out what we're going to do. I got to do tashlumin because I was absent the whole week.
What about pidyon haben? Is that considered?
I don't know. Isn't a dafka with silver coins?
No.
Or it doesn't have to be kesef, it has to be just silver.
It doesn't have to be silver at all. The Gemara says, hey, don't get the pidyon. How is that a pidyon? I never have once had a pidyon then. In Philadelphia. The boy's father had was going to dental school there. He went to Nishida, he went to Philadelphia, and then so it was on a Sunday. The coin only wanted a becher. So they had to go to a Judaica store and buy him a becher. Because he wanted to keep it. So to give him money, so it's a sin that he has to give it back. He said he wants a becher, so they had to give him a becher. He kept it. Had a collection of bechers. That was Rabbi Maybrook when he was, we had a pidyon then. So they gave a bet instead of giving a kiss. Okay.